ninth paragraph of Mishnah Vav. Amar Rav Yisrael Shemati, Shmuel Pesach Kreva, Shmuel Pesach Eina Kreva. I heard once that if you take an animal and you make it in place of the Korban Pesach, so even though the Korban Pesach remains the Korban Pesach, but the second Korban also gets Kedusha, I heard in one place that the second Korban has the status of the Korban Pesach and you can bring it as a Korban Pesach, another place you cannot bring it as a Korban Pesach. Maybe Lefarsh cannot explain it. Yeah. Why can't he explain? Because he didn't hear the explanation, and some say that it's a torment when he was a child, his mother brought him to the base measures, and therefore he didn't hear the explanation. Oh, Rabbi Kiva, I'll explain it to you. Pesach, he didn't Pesach. If he had a Korban Pesach, he lost it. And then he found the first one before he shechted the second one. So, it comes out that if he shechted one of them, the second one was basically being pushed off from being a Korban Pesach, so if he made it with Yetzir with the first one. So the second one that remains, the Rashi is W. Machav Yikam Zom Shlomas. Since it was pushed off from being a Korban Pesach, Nitcha cannot be brought to the Tobin, wait till it'll get the Mum and redeem it, and it was its money by the Shlomas. Thank you, Murashi. Acha Shitas HaPesach, after the Tobin Pesach, Korev Shlomin, Acha Shitas HaPesach means that if he separated the second one and he shefted it, and then he found the first one. So the first one was never pushed off because it was never under your possession at the time you shechted the Korban Pesach, and therefore, when you find it, you can bring it as a shlomim, and also, if you make a tamura, you'll bring it as a shlomim. You don't bring it as a pesach because you already ate the Korban Pesach. It's not possible because it was never nitche, because it was never under your control at the time that you could have been makir.